They know they got 2 6'6" guys waiting to swat it away.
That foul is the number 12, Brennan Tucker, his first, team seventh, as first free throws up and good. Leibrand now has 14. And now make that 15. He's made his last four free throws. Has 15 points in the night, and it's a 20-point lead, the largest of the night for Ubley over the Sandusky Redskins. 3:50 left in the fourth. They throw it into the corner to Grosso, drives down the lane. And it's up and good. 24, Grosso makes the shot. 40-38. Drake has it, slowing things down, top of the key. Leibrand has it, left wing. Kicks it in Josh White down the baseline. He drives in, and it's swatted away by Gage Frank. About 8 inches shorter than he is, but whatever works.
With Gage Frank, the high jumper in track.
Well, to be frank, I'm not quite sure.
Can't gauge the answer.
No. Sorry, we waited 8 quarters to use those jokes. As Josh White backs down to the lane, he gets fouled on the way up, and he's in the line for two. So suddenly, a plethora of free throws in the fourth quarter. At line shooting two is Josh White, fouls the number 32. Bullis, that's his third for Sandusky. And the team's eight. First one's up and good. Josh White now has 13. Substitution coming in for Ubley here. He's going to have to wait as the second one goes no good. Rebound Leibrand, that one goes no good as well. And we have a foul on Ubley. Get a little chippy out there. And there's a technical. The official calls a technical on number 20, Gage Frank. We got a little mouthy there with the official.
And this is exactly not the time to get a technical because the foul was on Ubley. Sandusky is going to be shooting some free throws. And now they just give the ball away.
So first we have 1-1 coming for number 12, Tucker of Sandusky. That one goes no good. As the foul is on number 52, Josh White, his second, team eight. Then Gage Frank with the technical, and that's his fourth foul with the teeth. And now the line shooting two is Marshall Leibrand for Ubley. First one's no good. Ryan Brown, were you hearing any of the conversation there as to why what happened there?
There was just a lot of frustration boiling over on the Sandusky sidelines there, and they just kind of reflected on the floor, and now they're stuck in the conference buses.
As Ubley gets the ball back, thank you, Ryan, for that. Second one's good, and it's back to a 20-point lead for Ubley. Second free throw from Leibrand went up and good. Into number 20, Brian White crosses the timeline, goes down to the right side, into Rakowski, the right corner, into Josh White in the right post. Kicks it out to Leibrand for the three, and Biggett drives into lane on the right left side, and he gets fouled by number 11, Shively. That's his fourth, team's ninth for Sandusky, with 3 minutes to go in Ubley. Leibrand now being a frequent flyer at the free throw line here in the fourth quarter. First one is up and good. He's now shot 8 free throws in this fourth quarter alone. 10 in the night. He's only missed 2. 11 is up and it's good. 9-11 for the free throw line for Marshall Leibrand. I can't count that high off the top of my head. Shifley. That goes across the top of the key for Sandusky. Over to number 3. That's the new guy in the game. That's Andrew Zeiger. It's for Grosso for 3 from the top, and it's good. Matt Grosso keeps the hope alive for Sandusky. He has all the 3 points. He has 6 points in the fourth quarter for Sandusky. He's scored 9 thus far. Rakowski drives to the top of the key. Over to Drake. Back at the top of the key, dribbling around, slowing things down. 2:20 left in the fourth. Ubley leads by 19. Drake with the wide open layup on the right side. It's good. He now has 5. Here comes Grosso. That's a substitution coming in for Ubley. Next stoppage. That's 42, Mark Dreyer. Excuse me. Number 40, Brandon Sweeney. as there's a foul, and we have another technical. This one's on number 11, Philip Shifley of Sandusky. And that's his fifth. So he's out of the game. As the officials are trying to figure out, they're talking with Marshall Leifrand right now.
It looked like an intentional foul on Leifrand. Because right now, Marshall Leifrand's walking away, kind of a little dazed. We're going to see how this kind of fares out here.
And I was looking down at the time it happened. So at the line shooting right now.
Intentional foul.
Intentional foul on Marshall Leifrand. So at the line shooting two is number 12, Tucker for Sandusky as we try to sort through this one. And it's good. First free throw is up and good for Tucker. He now has 3 points on night, 54-34, 20-point lead still for the Bearcats. Second one's up, and that one rims up. So now they go down the whole court. Second foul is against number 11, Philip Shifley. So he is now fouled out of the game with five due to the technical. Number 50, Dylan Frank, comes into the game as number 24, Dave Rakowski shoots the technical foul, free throws, misses the first one. Second one's on the way. That one's missed as well. So, after it all said and done, it's ugly ball out right at midcourt with 2:06 left in the 20-point lead.
Well, with 20-point lead, it's not going to really make that much of a difference anyway, but it's just kind of typical of how things are going for the Redskins tonight.
And that's an over and back call. Rakowski caught it on the left side of your radio, crossed the timeline on the right side of your radio, and you can't do that.
Well, there's a lot of lines down there. Let's cut them a break.
Here comes Grasso for Sandusky, and it turns out to be a kind of a chippy game here in the fourth quarter. Top of the key, Grasso over to number 42. Mark Dreyer takes the three. This one's no good. Rebound number 12. Tucker gets blocked by Josh White. And it's out of bounds, Sandusky ball. Minute 47 left before this one's over. 54-34, Hubley over Sandusky. 32, Bulls comes into the game for Sandusky. Replaces number 3, Andrew Zeiger. Nope. And tries to change their minds. Tucker comes out of the game. So Bulls in for Tucker. And they pass it into Bronson on the left wing. Minute 45 left. 54-34. Zeiger up to Grasso. Top of the key. Over to Dreyer. Back to Grasso for three. Top of the key. This one's off the back of the iron. Rebound Josh White for Ubley. Josh White playing a marvelous game tonight. Austin Drake across the timeline. Less than 90 seconds to go. With a 20-point lead, going to slow this thing down. Over to number 40, Brandon Sweeney.
Brandon Sweeney.
Rakowski over to Drake, left side, slows things down, being guarded by 10 feet, now 4 feet. Starts to dribble over to Rakowski in the right wing, being guarded by Grasso. 1:05 remain. Drake, top of the key. Starts his dribble. And 6 feet or more, so doesn't need to move. And over to Rakowski, being guarded by Grasso on the right wing. Brian White dribbles around, continues to move things off Austin Drake after a small collision between two of Bearcats. 45 seconds left. Brandon Sweeney, right wing, right corner, and to Josh White, the right elbow. Back out to Drake, slowing things down. Wants to get this swing complete. And in the books, Brandon Sweeney for three. Yammer! The crowd goes ballistic. Brandon Sweeney in the game for the first time. Hits the three. He's shooting 100% for the night. Brandon Sweeney with the three makes a 23-point lead. The crowd loves it.
That may be 100% for the season.
Yes. As number 54, Sandusky takes a shot. Dylan Frank, that one goes no good. Austin Drake comes up with it. And 10 seconds left, starts to dribble around. And that's our final score, 57-34. Hubley sustains yet another victory in this gym. They are now 7-1 at home for the season. And 13-3 overall. And they now have a yet a larger lead in the first place position in the Greater Thumb East, leading by a half a game. You're tuned to WIW. We'll be back right after this to keep this thing wrapped up.
Want the best deal on a prepaid cell phone? Thumb Cellular is shattering the competition's pricing with free...